a point that I want to bring up in these talks, and which I think will help to make all of this work for us, is that the origin of the mythological symbols is not pseudo-scientific, pseudo-historical. They spring from the psyche. They are not the consequence of observations. They are the consequence of observations misinterpreted through projections from the human psyche. And these symbols, which are of great significance psychologically, have, as a consequence of their interpretation as history and cosmology, been taken away from us. They no longer are working. From my point of view, the imagery of myth is the imagery through which our own nature, our unconscious nature, communicates with our consciousness. And they have in the past, when the symbols have been received simply and naively, without criticism, operated to keep the conscious programs and life in touch with the unconscious motivations. But when these symbols are removed, as they have been for us, there takes place a disconnection. We hear all over the place these days of alienation. And in terms of the concerns of my science and thinking, one can interpret this alienation as the consequence of the loss of those vehicles or instruments of communication by which we would have kept our consciousness in touch with our own root nature. And then we seek the nature in other ways, going back into the country, or becoming, as it were, primitives, or one way or another, leaving the world of our civilization to go back and find roots, as though those roots are outside. The roots are really inside, and they can be found by way of these of a restoration, a reactivation of the real communication which these symbols originally rendered.